Finally today, every once in a while, you encounter something that sounds undeniably new. Take the music of the band Mateo from Salt Lake City, Utah. They play songs that blend traditional Chinese and American folk music. Benjamin Bombard has their story.
Traditional Chinese folk instruments are generally used to play traditional Chinese folk music. Stuff like this. But the American band Mateo uses traditional Chinese folk instruments to make music like this. You might recognize that tune. It's a cover of the jazz classic Take Five. Mateo are 420-somethings from Utah. Eric Chipman, his wife Bryn Bagley Chipman, Luke Williams, and Jordan Riley. Eric, Bryn, and Jordan all speak fluent Mandarin Chinese. They were raised in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they did their Mormon missions in Taiwan.
You just agree, I'm going to go be a missionary, and wherever you send me, I'll go. You know, so, yeah, you just get a letter, and you open it up, and, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in Taiwan for the next year and a half or 2 years.
That's Bryn. She's a talented violinist, but in Mateo, she's often called upon to play the erhu. It's an iconic Chinese instrument, a fretless fiddle with a slender neck and just two strings. Bryn had been to China before as an English teacher, but as for Eric, the very thought of going to a crowded Asian country was overwhelming.
Before I got assigned, I couldn't have thought of a place I wanted to go least. I hated big cities, I hated crowds, and just like you just see this footage of those streets with just thousands of people. That looks awful to me. I was really honestly terrified of it.
When he wasn't proselytizing, Eric spent a lot of time hanging out in music shops, checking out traditional Chinese instruments. One of them caught his eye.
The guzheng is the one that I'd always go to because you sounded better playing it than the other ones, you know? It was just like you sat down and the people I'd be with was like, wow, you're really good at that.
Shipping it home to Utah wasn't easy or cheap, but Eric began using the guzheng in his music. The first song it really worked in was called Sweet Sweeping Joy.
Did you sleep through the night alive, Elizabeth?
That song's on the band's first album, The Morning Market. When they recorded it, Mateo weren't exactly experts on their Chinese instruments.
We knew these instruments, we already sort of felt like we were hacks at them. We still are very much hacks. We just were not trained in any way, and so we wanted to do more justice to the instruments.
Eric and the rest of the band spent 6 weeks last summer studying music at Sichuan University in Chengdu, China, and they learned just how incorrectly they'd been playing their Chinese instruments.
There's just a very certain way to play the instrument. The innovation and trying a different way isn't necessarily valued when we played things that were new or different. It was kind of just confusing to them rather than being like, oh, that's cool.
So the first four or five lessons, I was sitting on this low tune just going, and I was like, I'm not going to learn anything but how to pluck this stupid string over and over. And then we were sort of done with the lesson. I started just playing like just a bluegrass lick. And like, what the heck was that?
Mateo did learn to play their Chinese instruments better and more authentically. They also recorded a new EP, and they called it the Sichuan Project. The songs on the album are still rooted in American indie folk music. But Eric isn't scared of Taiwan or China anymore. And he says that on this new album, China's just bigger.
There's sort of this thing in Chinese aesthetic that we really like, where like if you look at a Chinese landscape, it'd just be this big mountains and mist and waterfalls and just a really small little person on some cliff. It's like big nature, you know, like little people, it's just insignificance. And we wanted this to be bigger than our personal lives, I guess.
For the world, I'm Benjamin Bombard, Salt Lake City.
Wow, on paper I never would have guessed Mateo would sound so cool. Mateo put together a video from the Sichuan Project, and we have it at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
Castro. Suffolk.